Hollywood goes after Trump for halting the WHO funding, effing moron. By Jerome Hudson on April 15, 2020. The World Health Organization, WHO, has parroted falsehoods about the coronavirus since early January. It pushed a false claim from Chinese authorities that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission of the virus. WHO Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said his organization opposed President Donald Trump's January decision to close travel from China. The president announced a halt in WHO funding on Tuesday, and like clockwork, left-wing heads in Hollywood exploded. Frozen actor Josh Gad fired of this fake news-packed screed. WHO warns Trump of impending pandemic. Trump mocks virus as hoax. Virus washes onto our shores. WHO offers tests. Trump tells them says no. Many Americans still can't get tested. WHO works to help find treatments and vaccine with global support. Trump's cuts funding to WHO, Gad said. Alec Baldwin offered up this very detailed and insightful take. The WHO has done a lot of good in this world. So naturally, a jealous, myopic, blame-seeking Trump hates them. Had a bad dream that the U.S. was cutting funding to the World Health Organization during a deadly, global pandemic. Woke up to find out it was true, the Office star Rainn Wilson said. It is a fact not acknowledged by the aforementioned Hollywood leftist rage-tweeting Trump, that the coronavirus that's killed more than 26,000 Americans, upended the lives of millions, and has thrown the world into a depression originated in China. The origin of the new coronavirus is the wildlife sold illegally in a Wuhan seafood market. Gao Fu, director of China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, told a briefing in January. There's no evidence, to date, of any viral presence of COVID-19 outside of China before the first Wuhan, China, cases. There are ample quotes from Chinese officials on its origin before Beijing changed its tune. Still, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO director general, slammed President Trump after he ordered travel restrictions from China on January 31. There is no reason for measures that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade, Ghebreyesus said on February 2. He also said that the travel restrictions weren't unnecessary to stop the pandemic and could have the effect of increasing fear and stigma, with little public health benefit. Even the left-wing Associated Press is acknowledging that the Chinese Communist Party and its leaders hid the truth from the world that a deadly pandemic was spreading in Wuhan in January. While thousands of people congregated and traveled from the infected city and surrounding regions around the world. These facts didn't stop celebs from melting down after President Trump announced he's freezing taxpayer funding to the WHO, which amounts annually to roughly $500 million. Director Rob Reiner exploded with this screed. Yes, Jamie. Actor Wendell Pierce had the character limit here to offer details about how and why the WHO is deserving of your tax dollars, but he didn't. Alyssa Milano attempted sarcasm here. As did Chelsea Handler. And here's actor Billy Baldwin with a talking point-packed rant full of falsehoods. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.